Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Now, the two Johnnies, as you know, Ireland's favourite musical comedy duo at the moment, doing tremendous business altogether. They've produced Ireland's number one podcast, the Two Johnnies podcast, 9 number one Irish singles, and they're bringing live podcasting shows now to 4 continents right around the world. And of course, they've produced TV shows for the national station RTE as well. Delighted to be joined by Johnny B. Good morning to you, Johnny.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. But listen, many congratulations to you on all the success. And if all of that wasn't enough now, the podcast exclusively to Spotify at the moment. Now, this is a huge deal, but for people who mightn't know much about this, will you explain it, Johnny?
I will. Well, first of all, I think Ireland's favourite duo is yourself and Muriel now, just to set the record straight, okay?
I love a fellow who knows his place, Johnny.
Yeah.
So, tell us about Spotify.
Thanks, Fran. So Spotify is a place where you can listen to podcasts, and it's the biggest one in the world. So if people are listening on their phone, they might have the Apple Podcast app, mm-hmm. Google Podcast. So we have signed exclusively with Spotify, which means we're available nowhere else. Now, why would we do that? Spotify are going to back us, Fran. They're in our backroom team. We want to be discovered in England and Australia. And when people log on to their Spotify app, the first thing they'll see now is, bang, Two Johnnies podcast. So how would two lads from Tipperary get that kind of exposure otherwise without the backing of one of the big platforms? And they've thrown us a few pounds. So that's the story.
Which is very important as well. I presume that everybody who is doing a podcast is scrambling for this kind of recognition from Spotify, Johnny. I mean, how did this come about?
Yeah, we're at the podcast now about 3.5 years, and over the last year or two, especially during lockdown, there's been a huge increase in the number of people doing podcasts.
Mm.
And it's not easy money. I mean, you're running a radio station. You know what it's like trying to get advertisers and trying to get people to listen. So if you start a podcast recording in your house and you put it online, there's no guarantee that anyone's going to hear it.
Of course.
And podcasts are getting more and more niche in an attempt to find their own, you know, their own little chunk of the listenership. Now, the number of people listening in general has gone up because, as we say, if you're into fly fishing, you can go and find the fly fishing podcast or, you know, whatever it is you're into. So this came about, we've been the most listened to podcast in Ireland for the last 2 or 3 years, and Spotify are trying to make a push, trying to get more and more people to listen on their platform. So I think about 60% of our audience were already listening on the Spotify app. So we're trying to get the rest of the people to come across. The app is free to download and our podcast is free to listen to. No money changing hands.
You've had some amazing guests on the podcast. I mean, you've had Tommy Tiernan, you've had Rosanna Purcell, and the list goes on. Because literally you're going worldwide now, is it a case that you'll have a huge number of huge stars that you can choose from now?
Well, yeah, Spotify have their own exclusive podcast all over the world. So in England, they have one with Danny Dyer, and like Ricky Gervais does a bit, and there's other names who are big in the podcasting world that may not be, you know, that well known to a lot of your listeners maybe, but they'd be big in their own field. So, well, they also have podcasts with, you know, Bruce Springsteen, Barack Obama. So it'd be great to get them on the podcast now, or at least meet them at the Christmas party. I don't know if that's how it works now, but I wouldn't mind a bit of karaoke with the boss.
Well, wouldn't it be fantastic altogether? Has it gone beyond your imaginings of where this would go, Johnny?
Yeah, we started with really no expectations. The podcasting is still kind of the Wild West. There's no way of knowing what's going to take off. Like, if it's music, I mean, you know, there's a path you follow. You got to try and get radio play. You got to social media. You got to do gigs. But podcasts, sometimes they just fly. And sometimes you can have lots of experience and you can have good people and you can have well-researched and well-produced content and it just won't catch fire. So when we started, it was a transfer from social media sketches and we wanted to try something new. And we'd no idea how it was going to go. And we were blown away by the reaction. And to be honest, I think the fact that we were ahead of the the kind of podcast boom that's happening now. We had a year's kind of first mover advantage on a lot of people. I think it really stood to us that people were used to us. And I remember going to a conference on podcasting when we started, and the platform told us that 3/4 of people listening to podcasts had a degree. And I said, I don't think that's representative of our audience now. We have a lot of lads driving tractors, a lot of lads in bands, you know, people at home working, mothers, kids, like yourselves. So we brought a lot of new people into podcasting. We were a lot of people's first podcast. And so, yeah, blown away by the response, to be honest.
It's very, so you pinpointed an audience. I remember you telling me this at one stage, Johnny. You pinpointed where your ideal audience was, and it seems to have grown from that. I mean, as I say, the guy in the van, the girl making the chicken roll, you know, fell on the way home from a few pints. You geared it towards that, but it's expanded from that now hugely.
Yeah, and then you're faced with the question of, do you change your content to think you're broadening audience?
Yeah.
So you're somewhere in the middle. Like, we started off being very GAA, very Tipperary, and as it grows, then you're starting to wonder, God, if we get new listeners and they're from D4, you know, and we're interviewing Shane McGrath about the first round of the championship, you know, will people be as into it? So, but then, friend, who we are and how we do comedy has evolved, because it has to evolve. You start off just telling stories and you're covering big topics like school or work, and then, you know, 200 episodes later, you can't just be telling stories, but, oh, I went to school with a fella, you know. We've had to evolve along the way too, so.
Yeah, it's interesting. Give me a highlight so far, Johnny, in terms of, you know, people you've interviewed, and what stands out for you?
Some people will surprise you. I remember interviewing Dahi O'Shea.
Yeah.
And before he went in, I was thinking, God, this is might be an unusual one for us. He'd be very established, and he's on telly every day. You know, what's he got to say that we haven't already heard? But he blew me away. He's such a, his incredible backstory about how he was, like, driving a bus around touring Americans. And he said that he never spoke English to his father in his life. They only spoke Irish at home. And his amazing story that, he left school early, and he was working as a bouncer on a pub in New York, and his mother came over and got him and dragged him home by the ear to do his leaving cert.
Isn't that incredible? And that's the kind of thing that comes out. And do you know, if you, I hope you don't mind my saying so, but I think that the success of Tommy Tiernan on his talk show, I think elements of what you've been doing has made that a success. You know, that thing of listening and allowing a story to evolve wherever it might go.
Yeah. Tommy's guests are great because on the Late Late, you kind of have constraints. So let's say, like, Fran Curry's releasing a new book. And he'll want to come on in the run-up to Christmas to promote the book. That's the way the world works. You know, you want to sell the book. So Tommy's guests are probably more like a podcast guest. It's somebody who's, they're not selling anything in particular. They haven't got a new tour to promote or a new album to promote. They're just coming on talking about life. And what a lot of people might know about Tommy's show, we were on it, is you're interviewed for about an hour and they cut it down to 10 to 14 minutes.
Ah, I didn't realise that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very well edited. You wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. Yeah.
If you went off in a tangent talking about trees or ducks or Tipperary football or whatever, and if it's good, they can leave it in. Whereas when you're on, like, this live radio or you're on The Late Late Show or something, you haven't really got that freedom. Like, Ryan Tubridy's under pressure. He's got you for 8 minutes. And he's got to get your story. You're on to tell a specific story. You've been through something or, you know, tell him about the new album. So I know what you mean. And Tommy's doing a podcast himself. And
yeah. I don't want to say that he robbed from you, but I think that you've started a style that allows people to evolve. Now, whether it's edited or not is beside the point, you know, but it allows people to tell a story without sort of, you know, somebody looking at a watch.
Yeah, that's part of the beauty of podcasts. It's a whole different skill. You have to try and learn to be concise, because if you left us off talking, the podcast would be 5 hours long, you know. So we've got to get better at getting the jokes in. But when we've done stand-up comedy, that stands to you. you learn your timing and your punchlines and how to bring the energy and the pace up and back down again. So, yeah, in podcasts, the fact that it's not live can allow you to go a bit mental. And if you have a guest in, look, obviously, we prefer to be in the studio with you, and Sam, we prefer to have guests in the studio with us and see where it goes. And but that's the way it's been. Like, obviously, podcasting is bigger in America and more established. They have, you know, everybody's done podcasts there, from presidents to, you know, to porn stars. Everyone would do podcasts in America.
Yeah.
So who's to say where it'll end up here in Ireland?
One of our listeners asking a question that I had in my notes to ask you. When is the sitcom happening? Because, I mean, it's crying out for it, for the two Johnnies.
Thanks very much. We are starting to film a new TV show in the next few weeks. A sitcom is a big undertaking, and it's always been on our bucket list since we first started. We started writing one, but it's a long process, and making TV shows has been a real eye-opener for me. I did not imagine the amount of work that has to go in before you roll the camera. Like, the first show we made in America was such an education that we didn't realize we'd be up at 7 in the morning and not home until 10 at night.
Yes.
Every night, 7 days a week, so much driving around and waiting. People can't believe it. We filmed our Christmas show, we did a bit in Care, and people couldn't believe the amount of standing around you have to do. You're waiting for the cameraman to get his thing right and the sound man to get his thing right, and then there's a director who's talking about the feel, Fran. He's talking about he wants this kind of an angle and that kind of an angle. And I'm like, come on, me tay is going cold. Let's get rocking here, you know? So hopefully we will do a sitcom or some sort of scripted comedy before too long. But the one we wrote when we started writing, when we first started The Two Johnnies, we're nearly too old to play those characters now. So we'll have to write a new one.
Well, you certainly should, because that's what everybody's saying to us here, that that's what you should be doing. And would you do, I mean, do you see it going way past the likes of RTE at the moment? I mean, are you're looking worldwide now, aren't you?
We're trying to, yeah. We've got an agent for work in the UK now. So hopefully when COVID lightens up, we can get on more those kind of UK panel shows, do more UK podcasts, and have more of those guests on our podcast. So there's different ways to get into it now. Television is one way, radio is one way, podcasting is one way, your social media is another way. So it's just hard to know what to focus on, to be honest, Fran. But then, of course, there's Netflix, who are totally changing the game as well. They're commissioning all kinds of mad stuff. So they haven't commissioned too much in Ireland yet, but you never know.
You never know, indeed. How's Johnny Smacks, by the way? Is he all right?
He's all right. Sorry he can't be here today, but I always said I was the more important Johnny. A lot of people say that now. I thought I heard you saying it before, I was better-looking Johnny. I can't remember now, but he sent his best.
Well, listen, will you give him my best and my congratulations as well? When is the Spotify podcast available? Is that from now?
Yeah, well, we've always been on Spotify, but
but solely, I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, all our old episodes will still be everywhere, but our new episodes from now on will only be on Spotify. So if you have a phone, go into your app store and download the free Spotify app and then type in The Two Johnnies Podcast and have a listen. Whenever you're not listening to Tip FM, maybe on the ad break or something, you might get a few minutes of it.
Well, listen.
While I have the air, I just want to take a minute to wish the Tipperary hurlers and footballers best of luck this year. It's brilliant to have the GA back. It's been such a relief for so many people. The club action is back. The Junior B, Care are playing this Saturday evening, last year's championship. So for the first time ever, they actually have a bit of training done. So Anthony's possible.
Isn't that great? Are you still coaching? Are you still?
I'm with the under-11s, and I'm playing myself, yeah. I just used to find the under-11s for some education. Oh, my God. It's crazy. Crazy.
Oh, I love it. Listen, look after yourself. My best, you were delighted with your success, Johnny. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Thanks so much, Fran. Thank
you. Thank you. Bye-bye to you now. And that's a great Johnny B and himself and Johnny Smacks, of course. Huge success. I mean, I'm not sure we get it here, in fact, in Tipperary, how successful these guys are worldwide at this point. And it's great to relate to that as well. Okay, lots of other bits and pieces on coming into us, and I'll just glance through them and I'll bring them to you in a moment.
If it matters to you, it matters to us. Call Tip today on 1-800-938-007. Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.